And Mexicans always gotta paint a scene on the car to remind them of Mexico and shit. Like the 12 people in the car with you can't tell you where the fuck you're from. You gotta paint the shit on the car. So you see the Virgin Mary Guadalupe hanging out in the desert with Selena and Emilio. And Julio Cesar Chavez is picking beans. And Telemundo's got a soccer game and Jesus is the referee. Hector Macho Camacho's boxing Oscar De La Hoya and Fernando Vargas in the ultimate Mexican death match. And the horn goes bum 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 bum. The new thing is, if you're rich and you're bored with your life and everything's going great, but you feel bad about how easy you have it, okay? The new thing is to go out and protest something. That's it. It happens. Oh, in Hollywood, it happens all the fucking time. Little spoiled rich girls who are really actresses, okay? I'm an actress. I'm just waiting tables now. I mean, it's a transition. But everything feels great with my life. Everything is so awesome with my life. It's so totally awesome. You know, my dad's got, you know, I pay $1,100 for a studio apartment in West Hollywood. And you know, I've got to drive a BMW. It's a couple years old, but I'll manage. I feel empty. I feel so empty. I really do. I want to make the world a better place. Girl, we should protest. Really? Yes. Yes, that whole f***ing war in Iraq bullshit. It was just a war for oil. You're so right. I thought that. You're so right. You know, that's why we get along. I'm a Sagittarius and you're a Libra. We totally get along. We really do. War for oil. That's f***ing stupid. Hello, we've got Quaker State here, dear. Girl, let's go protest that war for oil. Okay, fuck it. We'll take my dad's expedition. It'll be fun. And these are the same people who 2 years ago were protesting paper companies and logging companies for cutting down trees. No, you can't cut down these trees. They're magic. They're magic trees, not for paper. There's an elf in there that's gonna help three midgets and a crackhead drop a ring into a volcano. You can't cut down these trees for paper. And now this year they were all protesting in the streets with big ass paper signs. No war. No war. Everybody was crying. Oh, it's just a war for oil. It's a war for oil. It's a war for oil. Fucking good. I'm tired of paying $2.22 a fucking gallon for gas. Light them up, George. Light them the fuck up. I'm sick of this shit. Fuck yeah. About time we get something out of a war. We didn't get out of Somalia except for one good movie. Fuck that. I want cheap gas. You're goddamn right. Knock, knock. Who's there? Cruise missile. Light them up. Sick of this shit. You're goddamn right I want cheap gas. And I want to buy it from a good gas station like Exxon or Mobil. Not no bullshit ghetto thrifty gas station in the corner of Crenshaw and Adams. Fuck that gas. And blacks and Mexicans, you know what I'm talking about, because that's where y'all buy y'all's gas too. Don't act like you don't. That gas. You know, the homeless people won't even come up to you because they know you ain't got no change to spare. But shit gas comes with leaves out of the pipe. That gas. We wouldn't start a barbecue grill, goddammit. I want some Tecron in my shit. I don't know what the Tecron is either, but I know I want me some. Don't you want you some? You're goddamn right. Put some Optimus Prime in that shit. I don't give a fat baby's dick. Let's do it. I want cheap gas. Yeah, boo hoo hoo. Good. It's about time we should knight that whole fucking region. I'm sick of this shit. Take their shit. Look, you can live in peace or you can't live at all, motherfucker. Marinate on that. One country down, 15 more to go. Fuck them. Fuck them. Let's pave it over, make a nice big fucking 7-Eleven. Be like their training center and shit. Look, hey, they blow themselves up one at a time to go to Allah. Let's just speed up the trip. Shoes back on at the airport. afraid for 2 years. F*** those dudes. I swear to God, if gas hits 250, I'm going over. I came back last week. If it's 250, f*** it, I'm going back. I can't run for shit, but I sure as f*** can't push a button. And I'd make a very scary paratrooper. Goddamn right. Sick of this shit. Nation full of pussies. You can't say anything about anybody, can you, anymore? No. You can't say this about that person or that about this person. Because everybody's a goddamn blank American. Oh, stop it. Stop. They're blank Americans. Stop it. Fuck that blank American bullshit. Just be correct. Just correct. Okay? The last group left is fat people. We're it. We're the last ones left. Ain't that a bitch? We're the only group you can join. Ain't that a motherfucker? It's messed up. Because all we do, every one of us, okay? You know, you can always make fun of fat people. Oh, watch TV, watch a movie. All fat people do on them is eat shit and fart. That's all we can do. Eat shit and fart. Ha ha ha! Like that movie with Fat Bastard in it. Wasn't that funny? Didn't that make you ha ha ha? Oh, that's so funny. Oh, God, he wants to eat the midget. Oh, fucking Christ. He thinks that midget's a baby. Get in your belly. Oh, Christ. Did he fart? I think he fucking farted. Oh, I swear to God, that motherfucker's funny. Yeah, that bastard. Yeah. Friends, let me give you something to marinate on, okay? Let's take another group of people that's easily identifiable, put all their negative stereotypes in a movie, and just see how long that shit would last. Like, not fat bastard, what about black bastard? Oh, no, he didn't. Yeah, black bastard, big, tall Patrick Ewing, missing link-looking motherfucker with Jerry Curl juices dripping down his hair, and the brother's black. I'm talking way darker than Amistad black. I'm talking Sierra Leone black. Like, walk outside at night, close his eyes, motherfucker. Disappear black, like sprinkle salt on it, look like deep space. I'm talking fucking black with gold toothuses, and I said that shit correctly. Toothuses that say player with an A. Medallions from a swap meet who came in second in the ghetto Olympics with two fat white babies, mamas. Okay, girl. Ain't paying a damn bit of child support, still living at his mama's house, slinging a little rock on the side, waiting for a government check, driving a Bush 82 Pontiac with $3,000 rims. That he's paying off at $36 a week because I'm a player. Yeah, black bass. You know how long that shit would last? About 0 seconds, and LA would start to burn like fucking Oakland lost twice. What about Mexican bastard? Mexican, hey, fuck you, Holmes. You're gonna be the biggest piece of carne asada ever. Yeah, Mexican bastard, a little short, greasy Mexican with a big-ass sombrero and chorizo juice is dripping out of his mustache and little silver baby teeth on a grown fucking man. Silver baby teeth. And if you've been to Mexico, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Little silver baby teeth and a dirty white poncho with bullets and hubcaps right here. A fat, greasy Mexican wife in a prom dress and a tiara for no fucking reason with 10 dirty kids all selling chiclets. Chiclet, 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 chiclet. You get a chiclet, 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 chiclet. Driving a bullshit 79 El Camino with 15 fucked up lawnmowers in the back. Ain't one of them working right. Tailpipe held up by a coat hanger. One mud flap's a matador. Another one's a naked girl. And Mexicans always got to paint a scene on the car to remind them of Mexico and shit. Like the 12 people in the car with you can't tell you where the fuck you're from. You got to paint the shit on the car. So you see the Virgin Mary Guadalupe hanging out in the desert with Selena and Emilio. And Julio Cesar Chavez is picking beans. And Telemundo's got a soccer game and Jesus is the referee. Hector Macho Camacho's boxing Oscar De La Hoya and Fernando Vargas in the ultimate Mexican death match. And the horn goes bum 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 bum. Y'all been great. Peace.
The one and only Ralphie May.
I like the hood. It's just different, you know? Just the little things are different. Like, we don't have a Jack in the Box restaurant, y'all. We got a Jizzack up in the Biox. That's what we got. But unlike a lot of, like, white folks from the South who won't admit it, I'll tell you the truth. I got some black blood in me. I wish I got that big dick. That'd have been cool. White people here like, what the f*** are you doing? Look, fat guy, I didn't drive all the way from Beverly Hills for this shit, okay? I was up for a movie. And then I got told by the studio I had to lose weight to play a fat guy. It's like telling a Mexican, get a tan. Everybody's so goddamn sensitive. In this neighborhood, you can't say anything about gay people. Okay, because they suck dick, they get to have a parade and fuck up traffic for 3 days. What the fuck is that? Girls, y'all suck dick, y'all don't get a parade. What the fuck is that all about? Gonna get a whoop, this energy, Scott LaRock. You want a cold drink, bat on the cold drink, bat down. And you need a chicken sandwich for your baby's mama, cause you a hustler, baby. Oh God, he wants to eat the midget. Oh fucking Christ.